Okay, we're talking about the Akedah in particular. What is a fascinating question, I believe, about the Akedah. Many of us know that amongst Rishonim and Achronim, there are a variety of questions that get asked about the Akedah. The first, most famously, and this we're not going to speak about tonight, Elokim nisas Avraham, why God needs to test Avraham. What exactly is the purpose of such a test? God knows what Avraham is capable of, and why would it be necessary to give such a test? Some speak about the impact of the Akedah, just the extent to which the Akedah radically transformed the way the Meshech Chachma describes it, the nature of Klal Yisrael, that we all have a certain innate capacity and Kedusha, and that comes as a result of the tremendous act of Avraham Avinu that took place at the Akedah. I want to speak about a machlokas between Soloveitchik and Rav Kook that is legitimately intriguing as far as the Akedah itself, and it's something which is, it's a very, very, again, in my mind, at least, interesting question. What was Avram like emotionally during the Akedah? Avram was happy during the Akedah to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Ribono Sha'olam. You have to Mekayim mitzvahs b'simcha. Avram was very concerned and nervous and sad during the Akedah. What was the emotional state of Avram during the Akedah itself? We're going to see two different perspectives. The thought of Rav Soloveitchik on the Akedah is found in a lot of his different Sfarim, and to piece it all together is somewhat challenging. Rav Kook wrote a section on the Akedah in the Sefer Olat Riyah, Rav Kook's commentary on the Siddur, but even there it's a little bit challenging to figure out. With Tzvi Yisrael Tau, who's the head of Har Hamor, that yeshiva in the fifth volume of Lamunos Itenu, the entire Sefer is an elaboration on Rav Kook on the Akedah. So there's a lot of Torah here. We're going to highlight one particular piece. Soloveitchik maintains as follows. The Rav argues that one of the greatest things a person has to do in this world, part of what it means to really be a Jew, is to recognize Hanashama Lach Vaguf Shalach, that everything really belongs to Ribono Sha'olam, and that sometimes a religious life often involves a sense of total sacrifice, that a person has to give things up for the Ribono Sha'olam. There are things that a person doesn't want to do, Kachnas, Binchas, Yechidchas, Sherahafta, to take Yitzchak, the son that you love, and that's going to be someone that you have to entirely give up. And Avram, in a certain sense, was undoubtedly, that was very, very challenging. The Rav describes it in the book Abraham's Journey. Avram, at that moment, experienced the horror, desolation, and black despair of the childless father. He lost his vision and his hope. That Avram, in a certain sense, didn't argue. He accepted it. He gave up. He sacrificed. But it was one that was very, very challenging. The way that the Rav said it over in one place, this is in Besod HaYachid VeHayachad, page 427 to 428. That the way that the Ribono Shalom says it over to Avram is as follows. I want your son, but don't make the mistake of thinking, Ki la'achar shetishma b'koli v'talas bincha la'ola etein lecha ben acher b'makom Yitzchak. That Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, don't make the mistake of believing that once you offer Yitzchak, I'm going to give you anyone else. It's not going to happen. When you give up Yitzchak, you will never have shum ben lo yivaled lecha. You're not going to have another kid at all. You're going to have sleepless nights. You're going to be up. You're not going to even know what to do when you wake up. You're going to be sleeping at night, having a hard time, calling out for Yitzchak. You're going to wake up, realize your tent is empty. Yitzchak's not there. That Avram for Soloveitchik is someone who lost a tremendous... Avram had to give up a lot for the Akedah. And it was undoubtedly something that was very, very challenging for him. If Soloveitchik even clarifies and describes in Yemei Zikaron and in that book, Abraham's Journey, Soloveitchik describes that in general, the Ribono Shalom's toveya from us, complete sacrifice. But there are two ways of doing that. One is in practice, to actually give everything up, and one is experientially, to relate to Ribono Shalom as in charge of everything, and to be willing to, on an experiential level, to be able to sort of give everything over with a certain kind of humility and recognition. Soloveitchik understands that when Avram Avinu is told, Kachna es bincha es yichidcha es yerahavta, that from that moment, before Avram physically offered Yitzchak, from his perspective, he has already lost Yitzchak. He's made the commitment, he's made, even the way he perceives Yitzchak, it's all over from that moment. He has given up everything to Ribono Shel Olam, because as a Soloveitchik, Ribono Shel Olam is entitled to everything. Because Baruch Hu, as the master, everything we have belongs to Hashem, and the Akedah demonstrates the extent to which everything belongs to Hashem. He wants a complete sacrifice. Avraham did it experientially by totally sort of giving up. When he went to bring Yitzchak, in a certain sense, he was already a father without a child anymore. He had already lost Yitzchak. Says of Soloveitchik, because he had already sort of lost Yitzchak, made that experiential connection, I've lost everything, That's why Hashem was able to say, or the Malach could say, Al tishlach az yadcha el hanar. That's why you could say, you don't have to go through the physical sacrifice. Because you've already given me so much experientially, because you've given me so much that you stopped even relating to Yitzchak as your son, you're willing to give it everything up for me, I don't even need the physical sacrifice anymore. When Avram said, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gives the message to Avram, don't shech Yitzchak, from that moment, the way Rav Salavitch describes it, it's an entirely new Yitzchak. The relationship, it's kilu Yitzchak is born again. It's kilu, it's all fresh and all new, because in a certain sense, that Yitzchak that was his son, he lost already at the beginning of the Akedah. Getting him back is like an entirely new experience. For that, in that sense, again, that part of what the Akedah was, it was a real act of sacrifice. It was a real act of saying, I'm going to give everything up for the Ribbono Shel Olam because God is entitled to demand everything. And for Avram, it was a struggle in terms of the feelings that he had of the Ribbono Shel Olam even telling him, you're never going to get another one. You're going to have sleepless nights in which you wake up and you realize, oh my gosh, I don't have Yitzchak anymore. Look around your tent, he's not there at all. And it's something which is very, very heavy and something which undoubtedly he was approaching with a certain sense of tension between what he wanted and what the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded him to do. For Salvechuk, the Akedah represents a core component of Avodas Hashem. That a core component of Avodas Hashem, the thought of the Rav, is the capacity to sacrifice, to give things up sometimes for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rav does add in some of his writings that when you give up of yourself and engage in that sacrifice, religious life is not going to be always depressing and sad and just filled with sacrifice. That eventually, at the end of that story of the Akedah, once he was willing to give up everything, the response is going to be, you know, incredible joy. When Baruch Hu says, here you get Yitzchak back. It's like that same simcha of originally having a child after all those years coming back again. And Avram is able to leave with a sense of joy. But undoubtedly, throughout the experience himself, Avram is someone that is that's experiencing some real tension as far as how things go. Again, he has a commitment to do it, Avram Avinu. But the Rav describes how this was very hard. This is something which is very, very hard and involved a degree of sacrifice. Rav Kook, in his Parish on the Siddur, presents a very, very different model. The Shemi Shmuel, we'll point out in a second, has a very similar insight. Rav Kook points out like this. The Torah tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram to go perform the Akedah, V'aleyu Sham Le'ola, Alechad Arim Asher Amar Elecha, says to Avram Avinu, go there, I'm going to tell you which mountain in particular you're going to go to perform the Akedah. What's interesting, points out Rav Kook, the Gemara tells in Masechta Shabbos that Nevuah is only shoreh on a person that is happy. That a person can only receive prophecy if he's in a state of simcha. Which means, says Rav Kook as follows, that part of the Sayun for Avram, Avram did not yet get the whole message. He was told to go and perform the Akedah, and on his way there, he was supposed to expect an additional prophetic experience of which mountain to go on. To experience that prophetic experience, to be able to have that sense of nevuah, Avram had to be in a state of simcha, or else he wouldn't be able to know which mountain. God would have no way to communicate to him. Says Rav Kook, when Avram goes and performs the Akedah, he's doing it with a sense of simcha. He's doing it with a sense of nachas, that he's able to go and perform it. That's part of the Nisayon, wasn't just the sacrifice of Rav Salavitch, but to do it with a sense of simcha, a sense of harmony and peace. That's what Rav Kook describes. Rav Kook even writes that when the Pasuk says, V'yashkim Avraham baboker, that Avram wakes up in the morning, it's not just teaching us, as Rashi, or Gemara and Pesachim, at least for some gears, just points out, it's teaching us the importance of Zrizus, that Avram got up in the morning, but it's teaching us something else also. Avram slept fine the night before the Akedah, says Rav Kook. V'yashkim Avram baboker, this is not one of those things where it was like a sleepless night. This is something where Avram went to sleep at night, knowing what he has to do and why he has to do it. He was able to experience a certain, it was a nachas. He understood what he was supposed to do. He was calm about it. He was focused about it. Rav Kook describes that when Avram wakes up in the morning, he gets his donkey ready. He's able to think clearly, what are the things I have to do? How can I plan? In many ways, again, some point out the contrast. Avram, he's told he's going to have lots of sleepless nights as a result. In the thought of Rav Kook, he's going to be able to sit there and experience a degree of calm and simcha, you know, while being able to do so. In that sense, the Akedah represents different, not just different approach as far as what was Avram feeling at the Akedah, which in and of itself is an amazingly like thought-provoking question. But what exactly his primary, it tells us something about Avodas Hashem as a whole. Certainly in the thought of Rav Kook, the idea of simcha, the thought of feeling a certain like harmonious experience is something which is very strong and very much paramount. In the thought of Salvechik, there's sometimes this real tension, as in to really sacrifice. Not all of Avos Hashem for the Rav is the Akedah, but it does represent something for us. The Shemi Shmuel has an interesting insight along the lines of Rav Kook. Shemi Shmuel says that it happens to be that if Avram was not in a state of Simcha, he would not have been able to hear the message from the Malach of Al Tishlach Yarcha El Hanar, don't go shech them, don't go kill him. Meaning, says the Shemi Shmuel, had Avram not been in a state of Simcha, he would have gone through with the Akedah, because he never would have been able to receive the Nevuah, to receive the prophecy. So part of what, not just for Rav Kook, is part of the Nisayon, for the Shemi Shmuel, the fact that Avram, says Shemi Shmuel, was there in a state of Simcha, so that's something which was only able to be there. That's why he was able to not kill Yitzhak, because he was on a madrega of happiness where he could receive that nevuah. Don't go through with this at all. When you read the psukim themselves, they probably, at least I think, sound a bit more like Rav Salvechik. It's a kachnas binchas yichidchas sherahafta. It's in atiyadati kiareilu kimata. It's a yirashamayim and an ava. A certain intense kind of an experience. But for Rav Kook and for others also, that Avram was able to be in a madrega where even an act like this was not perceived as intense self-sacrifice of giving everything up, but a certain kind of nachas, a certain kind of simchan ava that he could have even at that moment, which gives us for Rav Kook an important message about the kind of emotional experience a person can have in Avos Hashem. The Akedah is an incredibly, incredibly important event in Jewish history and in the world of Machshava. These two different orientations gives us a very different perspective as far as what maybe the message of the Akedah is about, and certainly what Avram was thinking during the time of the Akedah. Shkayach, have a wonderful rest of your night.